2. Deity Personalization. By the technique of trinitization, the Father divests himself of that unqualified spirit personality which is the Son. But in so doing, he constitutes himself the Father of this very Son, and thereby possesses himself of unlimited capacity to become the divine Father of all subsequently created, eventuated, or other personalized types of intelligent will creatures. As the absolute and unqualified personality, the Father can function only as and with the Son, but as a personal Father, he continues to bestow personality upon the diverse hosts of the differing levels of intelligent will creatures, and he forever maintains personal relations of loving association with this vast family of universe children. After the Father has bestowed upon the personality of his Son the fullness of himself, and when this act of self-bestowal is complete and perfect, of the infinite power and nature which are thus existent in the Father-Son union, the eternal partners conjointly bestow those qualities and attributes which constitute still another being like themselves, and this conjoint personality, the infinite spirit, completes the existential personalization of deity. The Son is indispensable to the fatherhood of God. The Spirit is indispensable to the fraternity of the second and third persons. Three persons are a minimum social group. But this is the least of all the many reasons for believing in the inevitability of the conjoint actor. The first source and center is the infinite Father personality, the unlimited Source personality. The eternal Son is the unqualified personality absolute, that divine being who stands throughout all time and eternity as the perfect revelation of the personal nature of God. The infinite Spirit is the conjoint personality, the unique personal consequence of the everlasting Father-Son union. The personality of the first source and center is the personality of infinity minus the absolute personality of the eternal Son. The personality of the third source and center is the superadditive consequence of the union of the liberated Father personality and the absolute Son personality. The universal Father, the eternal Son, and the infinite Spirit are unique persons, none is a duplicate, each is original, all are united. The eternal Son alone experiences the fullness of divine personality relationship, consciousness of both sonship with the Father and paternity to the Spirit, and of divine equality with both Father ancestor and Spirit associate. The Father knows the experience of having a Son who is his equal, but the Father knows no ancestral antecedents. The eternal Son has the experience of sonship, recognition of personality ancestry, and at the same time, the Son is conscious of being joint parent to the infinite Spirit. The infinite Spirit is conscious of twofold personality ancestry, but is not parental to a coordinate deity personality. With the Spirit, the existential cycle of deity personalization attains completion. The primary personalities of the third source and center are experiential, and are seven in number. I am of origin in the Paradise Trinity. I know the Trinity as unified deity. I also know that the Father, Son, and Spirit exist and act in their definite personal capacities. I positively know that they not only act personally and collectively, but that they also coordinate their performances in various groupings, so that in the end they function in seven different singular and plural capacities. And since these seven associations exhaust the possibilities for such divinity combination, it is inevitable that the realities of the universe shall appear in seven variations of values, meanings, and personality.